As the COVID-19 pandemic has subsided, normalcy has returned, you'd believe that everyone will be celebrating. Odd thing is how that's not true. It's been disappointing to read and hear about employees who, when they're told that their presence is now required back in the actual workplace, they insist on still being able to work remotely. When that request, in many cases that demand, is denied, what have these people been doing? Quitting. Then there are those who have been in or have gone back to their workplace only to reject any rules and policies set by management, so they protest by walking off the job. I've seen the nurses at the hospital in Houston, where they were mandated to get the COVID-19 vaccine. There's the business owner who decided to fly the flag of Israel in a show of support. Just a couple of examples of that situation. If you consider yourself to be a person who follows the word of God in faith, and this is you I'm referring to regarding work, well, there's no gentle way of saying it. You are disobeying the God you say you serve. While it's said in numerous books and chapters of the Bible, it's the most clear and direct in Exodus chapter 20, verse 9, 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. And there are no participation trophies when it comes to workers of faith in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 8. It reads, each one will receive his own reward according to his own labor. Even if we have an unfair boss, that doesn't mean we get to slow down, take our foot off the gas pedal. We're taught in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 12, and we labor, working with our hands, being reviled, we bless, being persecuted, we endure. There are many that dismiss the many references to the concept of masters and servants, which is especially a part of the Old Testament, as being outdated, so, well, that doesn't count. Really? Malachi chapter 1, verse 6, a son honors his father, and a servant his master. Is it a stretch to shift servant and master into the modern structure of employee and boss? God's word calls on us to be givers, not just with words and wishes, but also in deeds. That can only happen when we work and earn what we need for our care, as well as gaining the ability to care about and give to others. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 8, nor did we eat anyone's bread free of charge, but worked with labor and toil night and day, that we might not be a burden to any of you. Doing work where God leads us to is what builds us into productive members of the world and our church. As we're told in Proverbs 13:11, wealth gained by dishonesty will be diminished, but he who gathers by labor will increase. And that increase comes about when you recognize the gifts and skills and talents God has blessed you with, just as his word is wise, pure, and strong. So are his gifts. When we turn to Romans chapter 12, verse 6, we find, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. To not use the gifts of God is to disrespect God. He did not bless you with abilities only for you to leave them on the shelf to collect dust. God wants you out there, putting all that he's provided you with into action. Skills, abilities, talents, and of course, his word. That's how you serve God as his messenger. When you achieve and succeed proclaiming God as your Lord and Savior, it will become a light to the path that will lead others to him.